Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network at 3:30 every Wednesday. We do a little segment called Over the Hump and Trump. Today, I broke form a little bit. Had to talk about some of the things from Donald Trump because his address to a joint session of Congress last night was weird, hyper-partisan, and given some of the Democrats' behavior at the beginning of it, kind of looked like a shouting match between, you know, high school nemesis. He appeared to me to be, you know, the guy in high school is a little awkward, maybe not too popular, but thinks he should absolutely be class president and promises everybody everything, but has absolutely no plan to deliver on any of it. Yeah, kind of had that vibe to me. And I wanted to set that up because I think part of what is our collective challenge every day, and even for folks that support Trump, my great fear is that this sort of rhetoric, even if you're a fan of his, leads us all to a place where we view each other every day suspiciously, right? That we default to anger and hate and division, that instead of having a default where we assume the goodwill and good faith of our neighbors and coworkers and friends, everyone is potentially the enemy. It's just not a good frame of mind. I don't think it does much for our country to move forward from this place of divisiveness. And I frankly think it's really bad for our collective mental health, which we've all been struggling to maintain, especially post-COVID. So I needed to get through that as kind of the table setter. And we've been talking about how the idea of having some shared joy, about finding points of connection, is actually its own form of resistance. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, resistance to this division, this invective, this insertion of politics into absolutely every facet of our lives. And I think there are daily opportunities to extend ourselves, whether it be extending kindnesses, just having fun with one another, or sticking up and supporting people who seem to be bearing the brunt or the tip of the spear of some of the negative impacts of Donald Trump's policies. And there was a local story very recently that I wanted to share with each and every one of you because I found it so incredibly moving, both in its initial pain and hurt that it caused, but in the redemption that eventually occurred in this story. But before I get there, I wanted to invite all of you, if you have thoughts about Over the Hump and Trump, if you have ideas, things that you think we should be talking about, addressing, great stories from your local community, or things that come across your radar that you think we need to be talking about, this can be anything, sports, the arts, it can be about your favorite books to read, anything that you'd like us to share so that we can connect about it. You can always share that via the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also email those in to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Here's the story that I think is so redemptive. A West Dallas woman who is biracial took her car in to Coons Buick GMC. That's Coons Buick GMC, located on South 27th Street in Oak Creek here in the Milwaukee area. Oil change went as they usually do. She picked her car up. And later, when she looked carefully at the reminder sticker that was placed on her windshield, the N-word was there, printed onto the sticker. Now, Coons had called her, claiming that a technician had left a tool in her car and asking to come retrieve it. They sent the guy who allegedly printed the sticker out and put it on her car, which draws into question both their judgment and the cover-up. But I don't want to focus on that. What I want to focus on is this. A New York car dealership, Family Nissan in Inwood, New York, heard about this and has decided to gift this young woman a brand new car. They said this, the team here got kind of fired up to add more support and to add more voice to hers and to her narrative and to push her message forward that this should never happen. And so they gifted her a brand new Nissan Leaf, an electric car with a $38,000 sticker price. Boy, if that's not a way to turn pain and heartache and division into a moment of connection across 1,000+ miles from New Jersey right here to Oak Creek, I just can't think of anything better. This was, I'm certain, incredibly painful for this young woman, and I'm so happy to see people doing outreach like this to turn something that causes so much pain and heartache actually into something that I hope is redemptive and positive. It is a reminder that we have an opportunity every day to look for these opportunities for kindness, for connection, and most importantly, to push back against the hate, the division, and the pain. We all deserve these moments of relief, whether you are a Trump supporter or not. We deserve to be able to step back from this partisan brink and actually remind ourselves of the things that connect us most. So my big thanks to Family Nissan of Inwood, New York, not New Jersey, Inwood, New York, for being that moment of redemption this week when we maybe needed it most. Folks, I'll be back tomorrow with the Maggie Dawn Show. You got Dom Salvia. He's back in the chair. He's up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together with kindness and respect. Take care.